Blackstone Audiobooks presents We Look Like Men of War by William R. Forschen. For the Reverend Garland White and the men of the 28th United States Colored Troops, and for Professor Wendy Caston, Kent State University, who pushed me for so many years to bring this story to life. The historian's pen cannot fail to locate us somewhere among the good and great who have fought and bled upon the altar of their country. Major Garland White, Chaplain, 28th United States Colored Troops. In our youths, our hearts were touched with fire. Oliver Wendell Holmes, Jr. Chapter 1. Indianapolis, Indiana, June 1895.
I was born a slave, as was my father before me, but I shall die a free man. The words sound wonderful when they roll off your tongue, a free man. You almost want to bite into the words and chew on them for a while to taste their sweetness and their bitterness. You get the urge to say them real slow, almost afraid that they might just up and disappear on you. The word freedom certainly has an awe-inspiring power to it. I don't think white folk really understand just how powerful it truly is. They were, after all, born to it. They live with it, and they die comfortable in it. Now for us black folk, we know different. We know just how powerful the word freedom really is. For 240 long years, we did not have it. Like Moses' people,